Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you for the mighty privilege to study your mighty word. Lord, this magnificent book, the owner's manual, that you're telling us everything we need to do in life so that we can be blessed. You're telling us, about people, about everything. So there's not anything that you didn't leave out. Everything we need to know is in this wonderful book. Now, Father, if we study it today, I ask you to bless it to us and ask you to reveal to us the truth so we will know what we're supposed to do. In Jesus' name, Lord, bless it to us. Amen. Now, we're in Matthew chapter 7. We're going to start here in verse 13 today. And when I read this, this is, to me, this devastates me when I really think about what we're going to talk about in the next few verses. But in Matthew 7:13, Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there will be that go in. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there will be that will find it." Now think about that. He's telling us in advance that although he's calling out people to be sons and daughters of God, he knew in advance before the creations of the world that the majority of the people would not follow him. But he went ahead and created this wonderful planet and this wonderful blue and white ball we call the earth. He went ahead and made this thing and gave it to us anyway, knowing that the majority of us would never serve him. But he wanted a body that would serve him. A body that would serve him because the body wants to be part of him and because of his goodness. So he went ahead and made this whole thing and then told us in advance that narrow is the way that leads to life and few there will be that find it. But broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there will be that will find that. Well, when I walk down the streets of an average city, I think about the sin that I see everywhere, just blatant sin. I look at the movie theaters. I look at everything, and I see people say, you know, don't you want to go to heaven? Oh, yeah, I'm going to heaven. I'm a member of the church. Well, when's the last time you've been? Well, I don't remember. I don't know. 8 or 10 years ago, I guess. Hey, those people's eyes are so blinded by the God of this world. They don't even have a clue what's going on. And when they die, the devil will drag them screaming into the pit of hell. Those people that live like that's not going to, they're not going to go to heaven. They're not going to be part of the kingdom of God. They're going to die and go to hell. Isn't that so sad? When Jesus told us in his word in Matthew chapter 7 that way that leads to destruction is broad. I mean, you see people out drinking, hanging out in the bars, you know, cussing, smoking, doing all the things they do. Worldly people. And that's the majority of them. But Jesus said that was going to be the majority of them. So it hasn't changed. But he said, there's going to be a few that will do what I tell them. That'll be holy. That'll walk in obedience to my word. And wow. Now then, you see those kind of people. And some of them you even see that knows the word. Seems to be praying the prayer of faith for people. And maybe even God's doing great and wonderful things. But still, you have to be careful. Because listen to what the Lord says. In verse 15, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing." In other words, they're going to be dressed as Christians. They're going to be dressed like us. They're going to be acting like us. But he says, "But inwardly they are ravaging wolves." That means they got demons in them. Inside of them, they got demons in them. Then he says, "How are we going to tell who these people are?" Well, Jesus told us in Matthew 7:16, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns, or figs, or thistles. Even so, every good tree. Now, he relates us to a tree. Usually when he's talking about these kind of things, when he's talking about a tree, he's talking about man. But he says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Then he says, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Then he says, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or cut down, and it is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now then, if people are producing good fruit for the kingdom of God, you shall know these true sons of God by their fruits. Somebody said, but I know a preacher that was a preacher in a Christian school, and he was teaching what the Bible says, but he himself was going out and running around on his wife and committing sexual immorality. Yes, I know those kind of people too. I know some of them personally. But let me tell you, I have my doubts as to whether those people are going to get to heaven. If I was one of them, I would sure want to be checking out my life. I would want to be getting right with God. So, but you really can't tell who is a Christian, who is not a Christian today, because God himself is the ultimate judge. All I want to do is know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I believe the Word of God and that I believe him, and I'm walking in obedience to his Word every day of my life. Praise the Lord. Then he says here, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Then he says in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. Now, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. In other words, you can't just say Jesus is my Lord and then go out and live like hell, live in the bars, you know, drink, smoke, cuss, lie, steal, cheat, commit fornication, sexual immorality. You don't know the king. You have been deceived. Your eyes have been blinded by the god of this world. You need to get saved. You need to become a new creature in Christ. If you're living like that, hoping you're going to go to heaven, you better hope you don't die in that state, because you're not going to heaven in that state. Because when you become a true convert of the Word of God, if you become a born-again believer, then you will start acting like it, and you'll start doing what the Lord says. So don't let that devil cheat you. Don't let him get through to you. And verse 22, he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have we cast out devils? And in your name we have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Wow. Now just think. Here, what if you're a person that's just living with someone out of wedlock? What if you're just committing fornication? What if you're just lying a little here and there? What if you're just doing a few little things wrong, and you think, well, I'm not such a bad person. But here, you are a bad person because you don't know Jesus. But here is somebody that was even saying that Jesus was their Lord. They were even casting out devils. They were doing miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they were taking his name and using his name. And his name was healing the sick, saving the lost, cleansing the lepers, and raising the dead. And then these people died and went to heaven. And Jesus said, I never knew you. You never did what I told you to do. Is that scary? Yes, that's very scary. But this is the Word of God. How many Christians do I know that's never cast out a devil, never healed a sick person, never led a person to Jesus? Not one. How many people do I know that have done that? Many of them. But a few of them that I know are casting out devils and healing the sick. Praise God for those few. Praise the Lord that some people out there will believe your word and we're not hung up and steeped on religious tradition. Because when we get hooked on religious tradition and we start believing what a doctrine or a group of people, denomination, believes, and then we will not believe God's word, we just cut ourselves off from his power. Goodness, how sad it is to know these things. But whatever you do, folks, this week, do something for the kingdom of God. Do something. Therefore, Jesus, in verse, starting with Matthew 7:24, he starts out with a story here that is such an awesome story. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow. We're going to talk about it a little right now. But it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon this house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, think about what he's talking about. Even if you're going to be founded upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, the floods and storms of life are going to come to your house. Now, what is your house? It's your body. You know, he's not talking about a rock house, a brick house, or a board house. When he refers to you and me, he refers to us many times as trees, and then he refers to the house we live in. The temple, or the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost, is the flesh that we live in. This body is the flesh. So many trials and tests, storms are going to come against your body, your house. They're going to try to destroy you in every way they can. But when you do what this book tells you to do, you can stand against those hounds of hell, and you can beat them by faith in the name of Jesus. Every time, you do not have to yield to sin. You can overcome it. And when the devil comes to pound upon your house, you can drive him out with the word of God. And you don't have to be sick and afflicted and tormented. And you can walk in divine health. Praise God, I've done it the last 20 years. So praise the Lord. Now then, if you'd like complete teachings on these subjects, we got many audio, video, CD, DVD teachings. We'll be happy to send them out to you free and postpaid. Just call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord and have a great day.